This is WBUR's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. With two feisty gubernatorial debates and one forum in less than 24 hours, the governor's race in Massachusetts is heating up. The latest WBUR tracking poll shows the contest in a dead heat, with Democrat Martha Coakley leading Republican Charlie Baker by just 2 points. In the studio with us to talk about this week in the governor's race, our political team, Democrat Dan Payne. Hi there, Dan.
Morning, Deb.
Also, Republican Todd Domke. Morning, Todd.
Good to be with you.
Todd, let's start with you. We mentioned the pace of the governor's race this week, the televised debate and the debate hosted by the Boston Chamber of Commerce yesterday and moderated by WBUR's Bob Oakes. Let's listen to a little bit of Martha Coakley here responding to the Super PAC ad from Charlie Baker that was critical of her handling of the State Department of Children and Families.
I believe that Super PAC ad is wrong, it's misleading, it's deceitful. And by the way, the issues in DCF are not new. They were issues under Secretary Baker. They've been issues under Republican and Democratic governors since then.
So have we entered a more aggressive phase in the campaign, Todd?
I think so. With these debates and with the complaining about ads, I think these are the fireworks we've been expecting. Baker responded to Coakley by saying that when that department faced cuts of $40 million, she did not protest at the time. She in turn pointed out that a lot of these problems go back to when he was also in the administration. And the truth is, yes, that agency has had a lot of problems for a long time. And I think most people agree that when she says that that ad was deceitful and misleading, that people kind of expect that with these third-party ads generally.
Dan, do you think that Baker's Super PAC spot went too far?
Yeah, I think it changed the race almost immediately. It made it about DCF, for sure, but also about these Super PAC charges. Baker has tried to equate the Super PAC for him with the Super PAC for Martha Coakley. The ad for Martha Coakley talked about Baker's getting a salary boost from $600,000 to $1.7 million while people were losing their insurance at Harvard Pilgrim. That's the charge against Baker. And meanwhile, the pro-Baker Super PAC is saying Martha Coakley turned a blind eye to child abuse, which is considerably different. These are not equivalent at all.
Right.
And it's to be expected, I think, because the race is now a toss-up.
Let's go back, though, for a moment to the Department of Children and Families, what used to be known as the Department of Social Services. When Charlie Baker was in state government, he says the department at that time in the 90s was award-winning. But that was not the record of the department at the time. What do you make of that, Todd?
Well, I think that has been kind of a scandal-plagued agency in its various incarnations for decades. And I think people realize that the tragedy is that when bureaucracy is sluggish and mistakes are made, that it's particularly bad when it's the children and families that suffer in this way.
But why keep bringing it up, you know, on Baker's part?
Well, I think it was the Super PAC that brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is both are relying on Super PAC allies to do the attacking of the opponent
right.
for them. That's why they're both fairly cautious in this debate. They didn't go too far in attacking each other because they would rather this be done on a mass scale through advertising by allies who can do it, you know, frankly, more effectively than they could in debate.
There was some talk, though, about limiting outside spending on the campaign. So what do you think this all means, if anything? What message are you taking at this point in the campaign about money, particularly from Martha Coakley?
Well, Coakley's in trouble financially, and she has gone, her campaign has gone to members of the congressional delegation and asked them to put in some money. I don't know why they're in such bad shape financially. She's been the obvious nominee for months now, and I don't know why they aren't raising money.
Well, the Coakley campaign is in trouble. I mean, the polls have tightened, and now it's kind of a toss-up because she has been in decline in the polls. But if Coakley continues to lose debates, Democratic surrogates and the Democratic field organization can't win the race for her.
I don't think she's lost the debates. I don't think she lost at the chamber, and I don't think she lost at Channel 4. I think she had a different strategy. Baker was trying, at least in Channel 4, and to some extent at the chamber, to seem aloof, to seem above it all. He's right on the edge of being patronizing. On the other hand, Coakley is being feisty. She's fighting. This is the first time in the campaign where she's been in debates where she's turned to a candidate by name and said, this is what I think is wrong with what you've been saying.
I don't think Coakley has improved since her 2010 loss Scott Brown.
Wow.
I think I'd say she even seems worse in some respects, that she sounds so political and so bureaucratic in these debates. It often seems like she's talking to someone else on stage, like the opponent or a moderator, rather than to the larger audience of undecided voters.
Let's go back to the chamber event yesterday. The candidates were asked to talk about their economic plans and offer the strongest aspect of the plan and point out the weakest of their opponents. Here's Charlie Baker. This is what he had to say.
Well, I think the strongest part of my plan is it's actually written down, and you can find it on our website, start to finish.
Dan, that's Charlie Baker taking a not-so-subtle dig at Martha Coakley there. What do you think voters get from that? I mean, he has to be careful here.
Right. Baker was simply trying to say that Coakley's plan doesn't exist because it isn't on our website. You know, it's probably a fair point. Coakley seemed to be saying that it's going to be or it's about to be laid out in full. I don't think it's a voting issue.
I think Baker was also trying to raise the issue that former Democratic primary opponent to Coakley, Steve Grossman, the state treasurer, made when he said that her plan for economic development was a, quote, fake plan. And Baker was saying, look, I actually have an in-depth, detailed plan based on research done in conversations around the state.
WBUR political analyst, Republican Todd Domke, and Democrat Dan Payne, thanks to both of you for being with us.
Good to be with you.
You're welcome, Deb.
For a look at all of our political coverage, go to the Poll Vault section of WBUR.org.